Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to whom all things are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Esther. So the king and Haman went in to feast with Queen Esther. On the second day, as they were drinking wine, the king again said to Esther, "What is your petition, Queen Esther?" "It shall be granted you." "And what is your request?" "Even to half of my kingdom it shall be fulfilled." Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have won your favor, O king, and if it pleases the king, let my life be given me. That is my petition. And the lives of my people, that is my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. If we had been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have held my peace. But my enemy can compensate for this damage to the king." Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther, "Who is he, and where is he, who has presumed to do this?" Esther said, "A foe and enemy, this wicked Haman." Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Shall be mighty above all. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but it is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one who, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hadassah was an orphan. Her mother and her father had both died, leaving her alone. We don't know when they died, at what point in her childhood, if she was a baby or a toddler or even a teenager. All that we know is that she was left alone to be raised by her cousin, Mordecai. But I imagine that for the rest of her life, at the core of who she was, Hadassah was afraid of being alone because she had been left alone, because her parents were gone. That kind of experience shapes a person. Hadassah was very beautiful. And when she stepped out onto the streets of Persia, she would have been called by another name, not her Jewish Hebrew name of Hadassah, but she was called Esther. Esther. The king of all of Persia decided that he didn't like his wife because she wouldn't obey him. Some things never change through the centuries. But this king, because he had all the power, decided to dismiss one wife and pick another. How convenient. Being a shallow man, he decided that he would determine the identity of his new wife based solely on appearance. Good for him. So he lines up all the beautiful virgins in the kingdom of Persia. And he picks one. And the woman that he picks is Esther. But she is afraid to tell him her true name, Hadassah. She does not tell the king that she is Jewish. Esther's cousin Mordecai hangs around the gate of the city and becomes aware of this plot that develops. The king's right-hand man wants to annihilate all the Jews, to kill them all. And Mordecai goes to Esther and tells her what he believes that God has called her to do. This young woman, newly the queen of all of Persia, has to go in and beg for the lives of her people. And in doing so, if you went to the king uninvited, he could decide to kill you. So Hadassah had to call upon this inner strength that she had, this inner survivor, whatever it was that helped her to live on after her parents died. It was that very essence, that very core of both fear and of strength that she had to call upon to go to the king and beg him for her people. And when the king finds out who she is, he condemns his right-hand man, Haman, to death. And Esther saves her people. I'm reading a book that I just love. It's called Learning to Fall by Philip Simmons. In this book, Philip is determined to come to an awareness of his inner source, his inner strength. He's convinced that at his very core, he is a contemplative. That if he could just find the right environment, he would find inner peace. So Philip decides that in order to access this inner peace that he is sure lives within him, he is going to hike to the Snake Ridge Mountains in Nevada and climb to 13,000 feet. There, on the ridge of the mountain, there are pine trees that are up to 5,000 years old. They are gnarled and mangled looking, weather-beaten trees, but they have pine needles still growing from them. Well, Philip thought, if I am to discover my inner peacefulness, maybe I should sit next to trees that have been standing there for 5,000 years because they've been pretty still for quite a while. So perhaps they'll influence me and bring out my inner stillness. Well, of course, at 13,000 feet, it's cold. Philip had on layers upon layers of clothing. He sat down to meditate, thinking, this is it. The moment when I access my inner peace, closed his eyes, felt the stillness around him, and then he felt something else. His lower back was itching. Distraction, he thought. It's just distraction. I must focus on my inner peace. But the itch started climbing up his back, and it got worse. Finally, it was between his shoulder blades, and he was pretty sure it was some kind of a bug that was biting him. He jumped up and started dancing around, tearing off one layer after another until he got to his undershirt, ripped that off, and shook it out. Sure enough, an ant somehow had got under all of his clothing and burrowed its way in and was biting his back. By this time, he was frustrated and cold and mad and discouraged. He had come to the top of this mountain expecting to find his inner peace, and all he found was an ant. He was so mad that he put on all of his clothes and stomped down the mountain. Somewhere on the way down the mountain, he began to realize something. Maybe his essence wasn't peaceful. Maybe he was, in fact, a restless man. I mean, he had gone to the perfect setting trying to discover peace, and instead he discovered an ant and found himself dancing all around. But maybe God was telling him something. That at his core, he was a dancer. That he really couldn't sit still, but that maybe that's how God made him. I want to focus on just a very small portion of what Jesus says to us in the gospel today. Jesus says so much, and it's so rich. But he gives us an incredible metaphor for who we are. He says to you and to me, you are the salt of the earth. At your core, at your essence, you are salt. Think with me about this for a minute, because when Jesus said something, it had so much depth of meaning. First of all, and very importantly, in Jesus' day, salt was valuable. They used it to trade like gold. So on one level, and very importantly, Jesus was saying, you are valuable. You are precious. Salt has an extremely strong taste if you put a lot of it in your mouth, doesn't it? It's very pungent. Too much of it, you can't eat it, right? You cannot swallow a whole mouthful of salt. Well, I can't. I want you to consider, though, how every grain of salt is unique in its pungency. And how you, at your essence, have a flavor to you. But you may not like your salt. Salt, if taken altogether, is just too strong for anyone to eat altogether, right? Philip was frustrated with his restlessness. He wanted to be someone that he was not. But once he realized that his restlessness was his essence, he began to travel the world and write books and produce all of these beautiful things. And Esther, at her core, she had a lot of fear, but a lot of courage as well. And it was that saltiness that enabled her to survive. Christians talk a lot about gifts. God has given you gifts, as if we have nice wrapped presents that are somewhere on the periphery of our personality that we can hand out. But thinking about your essence is something deeper. This is profoundly who you are, not who you want to be, but who you are. What is your essence? Are you a worrier? Do you worry so much that it drives your spouse berserk? But you never neglect other people. Oftentimes, when we raise children, we try to dampen their salt. But we have to be very careful, because Jesus says, if salt has lost its taste, it is worth nothing. Salt must be tempered. You can only use it in small doses, but it must never be squelched entirely. When I was a little girl, I was very bossy. I wonder why. At summer, when all my family was around, I would organize these huge plays, and I would tell everybody exactly what they needed to do and where they needed to be. And my father, he would say, "You are too bossy. Stop being so bossy. You're going to drive all your friends away." Well, on one level, he was right. You can't boss everyone around all the time. I've tried it. It doesn't work very well. But a little bit of leadership now and again isn't such a bad thing, right? And look what God has me doing. I want you to think about knowing your essence, knowing your salt. What is your flavor? You may not always like it. It may be quite annoying to you sometimes. Are you so spontaneous that you never make a plan? But you know how to play? Or are you so organized that you have to have everything scheduled? But you never miss an appointment? Know that taken by itself, your essence is too much for you, and you probably don't like it. But added with care into the recipe of the world, it is exactly what God intended. Exactly what God intended. God knew that that orphaned little girl needed to build up inner courage, that her salt would be needed. God knew that dancing Philip with the ant was going to do wonderful things, even though he would never be able to sit still. And what about you? What is your salt? Embrace it. Don't lose it. It is very good. It is very good. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In this season of Epiphany, we remember the wise ones whose journey by the brightest star's light brought them to the light of the world. Let us pray together, saying, Christ, be our light. For the people of God throughout the world, and for all of us gathered together here, that we will learn how God wants us to live, let us pray together, saying,
Christ, be our light.
For the nations of the world, especially the nations of Africa and the Middle East, for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace, let us pray together, saying,
Christ, be our light.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, for all whom we love, those who live and those who have died, let us pray together, saying,
Christ, be our light.
For all who are sick, sad, hungry, afraid, alone, or in any kind of trouble, that they will be helped and comforted, let us pray together, saying,
Christ, be our light.
For what is in our hearts today, we ask you to hear us, God. For all that we have and all that we share, we thank you, God.
Father in heaven, thank you for making us the salt of the earth. Help us to embrace who we truly are and to know that we are good. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Amen. We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so glad that you're here today. If you're new or visiting and you raise your hand, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to put your hand up and keep it up so they can find you. We're so glad you're here with us today. Welcome, welcome to all of you. Keep the hands up. There you go. We're glad you're here. We are going to be hosting some homeless families this week as part of our Family Promise program. And we have some up here, ushers. There we go. Yay, welcome over here. Keep your hands up until they bring you the gift. So the homeless families will be here all week. children and parents included. So if you want to volunteer to cook, play games, sleep here at the church, there's lots to do. Please help us make them welcome, and you can contact the church office if you'd like to help. We are forming some new teams on Sunday morning, a parking team to help those, particularly the handicapped, to find their way and get in the building. A welcoming team, guess what they'll be doing? An information team that will be able to sit behind a table and have some materials for people. And also a hospitality team to help us with our coffee hour. Our new Sunday teams will have an organizational meeting in Ingram Lounge on Sunday, February the 16th at noon. That's next Sunday. And that will be led by Ryan Weedy, who's a member of the vestry here. If you're interested in creating a warm and welcoming atmosphere here at the cathedral, this is for you. So think about coming next Sunday. Tonight, 5 o'clock, the choir will be singing a choral evensong out at the beaches at St. Paul's by the Sea. And we want to invite any of you who'd like to attend. They have a beautiful space out there. It's shaped like a fish, and it's got great acoustics, so that'll be beautiful. And also, the choir is hosting a rummage sale on February the 22nd. You can bring your new or gently used treasures to the cathedral anytime. Just call the office, and there's more details in your bulletin. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your Church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. And now please join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic visitor who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you with faithfulness to Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Remember, you may not be perfect, but you are the salt of the earth. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.